He said, you were in an accident. Then he said, but you have to go back. It's not your time yet. And he said, see, I didn't want to go back because I was just so drawn. And we just kind of had some little conversing there back and forth. And then, like I said, I want to tell this part first before I tell you what he said. I knew at some point there he was scanning. His eyes are so piercing, just like lights. I was like standing there like an X-ray, and he's scanning me with those X-ray vision eyes. And I knew he was scanning my whole life from birth until death. He was scanning the whole plan, the whole scheme of life. And so, and I was feeling, you know, not really, not scared or anything, but feeling very, very vulnerable. Like, you, I mean, there's nothing hidden. Everything is known. And he could read. He just read my mail. He saw it all, of course. And he just scanned. And he just smiled, you know. And he knew. See, because I was like, I want to stay here. And that's why he first then said to me. He said no. He said you must, you know, you need to go back. And then he said, and I kept saying no, but I don't. I won't want to go. We're discussing this. And I said no, but I don't want to go back. I want to stay. And he said, but it won't be like you think if you don't go back. And that kind of got me. Then I was like, huh? And then he said, look, he said, the blueprint for your life has been interrupted. You've not completed it. It's not been completed yet. And he said, and I have a work for you to do on the earth. And you've not completed it. The enemy tried to stop it. And he said, but you need to go back. And I still didn't want to. I didn't really know what he meant by any of that exactly. I have a work for you to do on the earth. And I just, you know, just kept pressing, like, no, please, I want to stay. I don't want to go back. I want to stay. And he tried everything that he did. He works with you. It's amazing. It's not as, I mean, things are spiritual, totally spiritual, but, you know, you'd be surprised. God will, he will not violate your will. And he explained all that to me, too. But he will work with you. He knows you like better than anyone knows you. So first then he starts showing me. He said, but the people are praying for you. He said, your mother's praying for you. He said, your grandma's praying for you. Your relatives are praying for you. And then next thing I know is I could feel, he said, see? And then I could feel the pulls. He said, you feel that? That's the pulls of the prayers. I could feel the literal pulls of these prayers. And not only did I feel them, I saw them. They were like little twinkling lights or mists of light, like little mists, almost like fragrance, the smoke of fragrance, but little twinkling lights. I could feel them. And I could see them, the prayers, and they're just like little waves, and they were coming up there. Literal prayers from people on earth or up there in heaven, people. It says this in the Bible, but I literally saw the prayers. And I could feel the pull of them trying to pull me back, see. And he said, you feel that? He said, that's the prayers. And I have to answer these prayers, you know. And it's not, you know, it's not my will for you to stay. You need to go back. I just still kept, you know, not wanting to. And then like I said, I saw the prayers. And then he's telling me, he shows me then, at some point there, he showed me all three of these things. I think first then, yeah, he showed me about my mother. He said, your mother needs you. And he said, your family needs you. And then all of a sudden, it's like he just like pulled back a curtain or something. I just look over here to my right, and it's like there's a picture of my mother. And I can see my mother. And he said, don't you, you know, you don't want to, you know, don't you want to go back and see your mother? And so all this, and I'm just thinking, well, yeah, you know. And so he's just like, all of a sudden, he's giving you realities to try to show you. And I did, but I was still wanting to stay. And then the next thing, then he showed me, all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like I left heaven and I was there. All of a sudden, I'm in a casket and I'm in a funeral, because he showed me then my own funeral. And it was like, okay, so do you want this? And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I'm inside of a casket, and I'm in a church. And it was like, I could see the casket above me, and I could see these flowers and everything on top of the casket. And I just raised up out of that casket and went right through the flowers and looked out at the people, because I just wanted to see who all was there at the funeral. I mean, you know, but don't get any idea now that people at funerals are like this, because once they die, they're in heaven or hell one. They're already gone. But God just gave me this vision. He gave me this experience to show me. So I was looking, you know, just seeing who all was at my funeral. It was just like, you know, I just got to experience it. It was like showing me, this is what, is this what you want to die? And, you know, this is what it's going to be. And I'm sure the next thing I was going to probably see was all the weeping and the grief and everything else, you know, and how horrible, you know, maybe he even showed me some of that, or I felt some of that. I don't quite remember that. But I just remember seeing, looking around who was all at my funeral and the sadness. And then next thing I'm like, you know, then all of a sudden that disappeared. And I'm still standing there in front of him. And we're talking. It was like, he said, "Do you want that?" And I said, "Well, no," you know. And then, like I said, when he had said to me, you know, he said, "Well, it's not going to be like you think." And then at some point, all of a sudden, at some point then, he shows me, like, if I kept coming toward him, because I just kept moving toward him. I mean, and he was backing up. It's like we were both going, you know, he was backing up a little bit, and we're standing, and I'm just moving in with him. And then all of a sudden, and like I said, I want to tell you, see, he's standing right in front of one of the big main pearl gates, the pearly gate around the city. Each gate is a whole solid one pearl. Beautiful colors, iridescent, just sparkling, just beautiful rays of the colors is coming off of it. And so we're standing right there, see, because I want to go into the city with him. And he's saying, and that's when it's like he drew the line. It's like he did his foot, and he said, "Look," and he motioned his arm. He said, "Don't come any further." It's like he drew a line almost. He said, "Don't come any further. Don't come any closer in than this." He said, "Because if you do, you won't be able to go back." He said, "And it's not going to be what you think." He said, "In fact, if you don't go back and you keep coming," he said, "you'll be over here in outer darkness." And he stretched his left arm to his left, and he went like, "Show me," like this. And I looked, so it was over to my right, and I look over to my right, and it's almost like I had, I don't know how I kept from noticing this before, but I guess he just showed it to me, or just made it appear. And I look right there, and it's almost like a doorway entrance, and it just looks solid black. And it was like, what it looked like to me was if I went through that doorway, I don't know where I would be. Almost looked like I would be stepping off into black outer space. And it's kind of scared me because I thought, oh, I don't know about that. So he's saying is if you don't go back and you stay, you'll have to go over here. Well, I wanted to be right where I was at. I didn't want to change anything. So that is what really got me. And really, I'll have to tell you, for many years, I had thought, and at the time, of course, not having any knowledge, I thought that he meant hell. That I was going to go to hell. And I thought, well, then I can't stay in heaven, is what he's saying. So I must, you know, something I didn't make it to get to stay here. So I thought he meant it would be hell. You know what? He knew, I'm sure, of course he knows everything. He knew that's what I thought, but he didn't care because he knew someday I would know. When he said outer darkness, I thought he meant hell. No, no, no. He did not mean hell. What he meant was, he showed me this few years back. He said, remember when Pastor Dave Roberson had taught on Matthew 22, and he was teaching about the place of loss of reward, and when it talks about they all came to the marriage supper of the supper in heaven, and some of them were not dressed for the marriage supper, and it said they threw them out, and they said put them in outer darkness. Well, a lot of people think that means hell, but Pastor Dave had explained that no, that they all got there, they were in heaven at the marriage supper, so they already got to heaven, they had to have been born again. That means they did not work a reward. In other words, they did not fulfill God's plan for their life, and they did not have, or they just didn't do anything hardly for God. They were just born again, so they did not get the reward. They were not to be at the marriage supper, because there is literally a place in heaven that is a loss of reward. It's where there's a lost reward. Heaven is all heaven, and it's glorious. But if you're in a place where you don't get your reward, you won't have the standing, you won't have quite the closeness and the standing with the Lord in heaven and all through eternity that you would have had. But it's still more glorious than anything here on earth, even at the lost reward. So with that outer darkness, he showed me in that entrance, and I thought, oh my gosh, is that going to hell, stepping into outer space? What he showed me was, no, Betty, of course you were born again. You couldn't have got there. That's when he had revealed to me when I did get born again at the neighbor's house, because for many years I just didn't think that I ever did until I had rededicated my life to God when I was 22. There's no way. I was 17 when this happened, went to heaven. And that's what, see, there was a lot of missing pieces that God had to put it all together for me. He showed me that, no, he said that was going to be the loss of reward place. It was still going to be more glorious and wonderful than anything, but compared to standing right there next to me, it looked dark to you because it's still going to be lit up glorious, but it wasn't going to be as much as I had for you. And part of getting the reward is, in other words, the lesson is this, or the The thing that he wants us to know is this. It's wonderful to just make it to heaven, but you also want to work your reward and get your reward.